truth. What a revolutionary concept. Well, this next piece has a venerable history. First performances were about, I think, 1970, 71, oh my God.
Yeah, 70, I think.
With our first theater ensemble, Theater X, in Milwaukee. And it was always kind of semi-improvised, and then I did a script of it. And then a number of years later, we revised it and revived it for a couple of shows with the Independent Eye. We did it with puppets once. I've seen other companies do it. One wonderful performance in Boston, yeah. They kept all of the dialogue intact, but they transferred it from a schoolroom to an insane asylum. It was very dark and very Russian, and it was much less funny, but it was very appropriate somehow.
My strongest memory of it from the early days was performing while vastly pregnant. You know, I was playing Miss Bleep, who is a computer, after all, and just stands there like a big stuffed dummy.
Well, computers are pregnant.
But I was just, toward the end there, I was 2 weeks short of delivery, and I was just worried that people could see the kicking that was going on, because it was pretty vigorous.
Well, a couple of times we went back to the same place a couple of years later when you were pregnant with our second child,
and
somebody
was,
well, you know, in reviving this piece, we've written a number of things that have something to do with the nightmare and confusion of the school experience. I feel kind of ambivalent about that now because public education is so severely under attack by a lot of people that I don't normally go to the same parties with. And still, I have such vivid memories of that journey, you know, heading off to school and entering the one-way door, abandon all hope, ye who enter here, and the endless daily journey to 3:10 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, my school was a confusing set of things for me. When I was in the early grades, it was confusing because I didn't know what I really wanted to do. I mean, the expectation was you're supposed to learn and do stuff right and get good grades. But as far as your fellow students are concerned, that's the last thing that anybody wants you to do. It doesn't really get you any further down the social lane to do that. So that was confusing. And then toward the end, it shifted because school became a way for me to be safe out of the house. It was an excuse not to be home, which got to be a pretty dangerous place to be. And so before I got done with it, school was kind of a safe haven.
And so, with apologies to those educators who are many, who are sincerely toiling within the bowels of the system and doing their best, nothing personal, just, well, maybe it's not even about school. Maybe it's just about life on Earth. Or the confusion that reigns where logic has attained dictatorial powers.
This is Miss Bleep.
And now, children, as our last problem for today, we will have 2 + 2 = 4.
Did you know that?
I've known that for 30 years.
Now, children, press the white button and repeat after me. 2 + 2 = 4.
Oh, for...
Number 2?
2 + 2...
Push your button.
2 + 2 = 4, Miss Bleep,
Very
sir.
Very good, number 2. But you must wait for the others. 2 + 2 = 4.
2 + 2 = 4.
Very good, children. But we want more spirit. 2 + 2 = 4.
2 + 2 = 4.
Very good. Now numbers time is over, and it is time to spell cat. Are you ready? Number 4, spell cat. Number 4.
Is she serious?
Shut up and answer the question.
Spell cat.
Okay, C-A-T, cat.
Spell cat.
Cat, C-A-T.
Spell cat, number 4.
I spell cat, K-A-T, Q-U-A-T-T, T, cat.
I am sorry, that is not correct. Would you like a second chance?
Yeah, okay, C-A-T.
Very good, number 4. Yeah. Number 1. Will you tell us about your summer vacation?
Well, I had a wonderful summer vacation.
I'm sorry, number 1. That is not correct.
Well, no, I mean, I really did.
The correct answer is 3.14. Number one, tell us about your summer vacation.
3.14, Miss Bleep.
That is a numeric value. Please, answer text only.
Quit screwing around, will you?
What am I supposed to do?
Number three, can you help number one? Number three.
He ain't here, Miss Bleep.
Miss Bleep, he's not here.
One means there's a vacancy in the three slot. You know, don't you remember yesterday, Miss Bleep? Yesterday he flipped. Number three flipped.
They took him away, Miss Bleep.
He blew his cool.
Blew his cool? He blew his brains out.
He was a creep.
I'm sorry. Number three, you have a negative attitude. You must receive 3 seconds of electronic correction.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Boy, he would have felt that.
Children, you must have a positive attitude.
Damn well better.
She's in a hell of a mood today.
Children, it is now milk and cookies time.
Miss Bleep.
Number one.
I really enjoyed arithmetic time today, Miss Bleep. I really learned a lot. You're a good
Thank
teacher.
You. Number one. What is your name?
Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy. Isn't it a beautiful morning, Cindy?
Very nice.
Isn't it a beautiful morning, Cindy?
Really?
Isn't it a beautiful morning, Cindy?
3.14, Miss Bleep.
That is correct, number one.
Bleep.
Number two.
I gotta go to the can.
Number two.
Yeah, number one and number two.
Number two. It is now time for milk and cookies. It is not yet tinky time.
But I gotta go.
To the what, number two?
I have to go to the toilet, Miss Bleep.
To the what?
To the restroom.
To the what?
To the urinary deposit.
To the urinary depository what?
To the urinary depository quickly.
To the urinary depository, Miss Bleep.
To the urinary depository, Miss Bleep.
Very good, number two. It is now milk and cookies time.
Hey, let me out.
Number one, your desk is open. You may now approach Miss Bleep for your milk and cookies.
Thank you, Miss Bleep. My name's Cindy.
Hey, what about me? I gotta go. This button doesn't work. I gotta go.
Miss Bleep, he's pushing my button. He's pushing.
Children, you are not allowed to play with your buttons. Number one, what do you say for your milk and cookies?
Thank you, Miss Bleep. My name's Cindy.
You're welcome, Cindy. You may now go to the urinary depository.
I don't need to go, Miss Bleep. It was number two.
I'm the one that has to go.
You may now go. But, number one.
But I don't need to, Miss Bleep. I couldn't do anything.
Number one. You must now go.
I'll try.
What the hell am I gonna do?
Why don't you shut up? I'm hungry.
I can reach your button. Bleep. This is number one breather, Carlin. Oh, sweetie, let me feel those electrons, man.
Number one, you are not employing the recommended vocabulary for your age level. You will now receive 3 seconds of electronic correction.
Oh, what?
This hurts me more than it hurts you. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
You may now receive your milk and cookies.
Look, Bleep, I don't really need any milk and cookies right now. I gotta go to the bathroom. Is
number
what I gotta
do. Two.
Yeah.
You are being antisocial.
No, I'm not being antisocial. I'm just asking you for a very simple kind of thing. I ask it very. No, you don't want to do that. This is a free country. We got a perfect right to go to the bathroom. Nobody is gonna take away my right to go to the bathroom. No, you don't do that. No, please don't.
He wet his pants.
Number two, you may now get your milk and cookies.
Go on, why don't you get
number
your milk
two,
and cookies?
You have lost your turn for milk and cookies.
Hear that? Oh, wow, maybe she'll give me your milk and cookies.
Number three,
You may now receive your milk and cookies.
There ain't no number three, Miss Bleep. I'm next.
Here is your milk, number three.
Oh, look at that, down the drain.
Here are your cookies, number three.
Wouldn't he go nuts? Crumbs.
Number four.
Yeah.
Your desk is open. Okay. You may now receive your milk and cookies.
Thank you, Miss Bleep. Oh, wow. Take.
Here is your milk.
There isn't any
four.
More cups. Wait, Miss Bleep, it's dry. It's dry. Miss Bleep.
Here are your cookies.
Cookies.
Number four.
Okay. Hey, it's crumbs. I want a cookie. A whole
number
cookie.
Number four. You may return to your seat with your milk and cookies.
I don't have any milk and cookies. Crumbs I got. Many crumbs do not a cookie make.
Number four. You must return to your seat.
Bleep, you give extra to number one, and then you give mine all
number
to number
four,
three.
There is no number three.
Yeah, what was it?
You must sit and register your protest through proper channels. Then Miss Bleep will consider your request.
Hell with
if
that.
If you do not sit, the other children will receive electronic correction.
Hey ho!
I'm gonna kill you, son of a bitch!
Your friends will help you return to your seat.
Okay, but I better get those milk and cookies.
Very good. It is now nappy time.
Hey, baloney on this nappy time. What about my
number
milk and cookies?
One, your desk is open. You may get up and get your blanket.
Listen, I can't eat these things. This is what they feed to the hostages.
Number two, your desk is open. You may get up and get your blanket.
Doctor's reports have proved that crumbs are hazardous to your health.
Number four, you will receive...
Okay, I'm gonna eat them. See, I'm eating them.
Correction.
Wait, I can't swallow.
Correction. Correction. You may now get up and get your blanket. Children, Miss Gruel will sing your lullaby. Get up and get your blanket. Number four.
Shut up, turn over, don't look.
Get up and get your blanket. Number four. Get up and get your blanket.
You are listening to Miss Bleep. Joining us was our longtime colleague in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Camilla Shade. The engineer for that was John Yule. And we ought to thank, a lot of people, somebody way back when who got the first idea for it. I have no idea where it came from. And maybe a couple of dozen people at least who've played those roles sometime over the years.
Well, we ought to mention that Miss Bleep, and along with a number of the pieces that you may have already heard one time or another on this show, we have a very, very nice book that gets used by a lot of people. It's called Rash Acts.
Yes.
It's a collection of a great many of these short pieces.
I think 18 pieces.
18,
all.
Yeah. And they're quite wonderful. It's a very good-looking book, and the stuff inside is really hot stuff. And you can check out our website and find out about how to order it.
Website at www.hitching.org and go to Gift Shop. Revisiting these old pieces, it's very much like going back to someplace you've lived before. You know, I remember this, or that's a good line, or I don't remember that. You know, who built the McDonald's there or the house was. But, you know, at the same time, it's not where you're living right now. Should you even go back there? Telling old stories, is that ancient history? Do I still want to tell this story? So every time we come back to it, it's kind of a challenge. You know, do I still believe that? Am I stuck in the 1970s? Has my thinking not moved one inch further? Or did I get it right the first time?
This next story doesn't have as long a history as Miss Bleep, but it does come from two absolutely true and quite different experiences the people had with being family when you're not really related.
We have a friend in Philadelphia. I went over to dinner one night at her house, and we were just sitting and talking, and she got a phone call from her brother or her cousin in New Jersey, and her father had just had a stroke. So it was a very, very strong experience of being with a friend in that kind of situation.
Yeah, and the other was our friend in New York who had a roommate who succumbed to AIDS. And he was just a roommate, wasn't even somebody who was particularly fond of, but he found himself caring for him and wondering why at the time, but caring for him as if he were either a beloved or related.
And when he went into intensive care...
Yeah, then he wasn't allowed to see him because he wasn't family.
And so realities cross-pollinate.
This is Sleeves to Turkey. Wow, long time.
A long time.
What, 3 years?
Oh, you moved out here in what?
Yeah, right after Kevin was born,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm sorry we haven't stayed in touch. I mean, new house, new kid, you lose touch.
Yeah, well, actually, I had a couple of trips to Sacramento, but I couldn't get over to the Bay Area. I thought, well, maybe I could. I ought to call Jean, but it didn't work out. Well, I don't know what to say.
Just hello.
Hello. So, how's Mac, Jody, the little bitty one?
Not so little bitty, no. Oh, they're great. Mac's working too hard. His team is developing a new video game, Search for the Lost City.
Philadelphia.
And the restaurant's doing okay?
Yeah, it's picking up. Not great, but it'll survive. I've been kind of distracted from business. So, yeah, well, so the funeral was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And basically, I was just kind of freaking out, so... I spent 3 days calling my clients, put everything on hold, and then just took off. Tucson to visit Tim and Cheryl, L.A. for Arturo, and here, and then I'll be stopping in Chicago, and then back home. I'm trying not to get real heavily involved with myself.
Oh, it's good to see you.
You met him, didn't you, Dave?
Just briefly, I think.
Yeah, at that time we were just seeing each other. And then about 2 years ago, Groundhog's Day, in fact. Was that just after you moved?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we really made a commitment. And great, and like about 3 months later.
Did he already know he was positive?
I think so. He wasn't always totally honest. But who is?
More coffee?
Sure.
So... Well, you know, actually, to be perfectly honest, he was a real son of a bitch.
Coffee?
No, I'm fine. I guess I had to go on this trip to try and stop being very bitter. Find a sense of family, whatever. You ought to be able to order up a transformational experience, 2 weeks, economy coach, if you had the right travel agent.
I think it doesn't work like that.
Well, we're off to a rollicking finish. I'm sorry. I really want to talk to you, you know.
Yeah. Hey, we're friends, remember? You're not required to be jolly.
Actually, Dave was not a son of a bitch. Not all the time. It's just if intimacy was what you wanted, you'd get more of that from a turtle. But then he'd surprise you. You remember when I called and Mac was flying somewhere, but you said, come on over to supper, so I did, and then Jody went off to bed.
And you were just getting up to go, and I got the call about my dad.
Yeah, he had a stroke or something.
And I said, just hold me. And you did. Of course, I remember.
Well, and you know, Dave was really jealous. I mean, like, paranoid sometimes. And so I came home late, and I said, I'm home. And he said, what time is it? Late. He was not thrilled. He said, where were you? And so I told him. And I told him we'd hugged, and you talked about your dad and his shipping or...
No, he sold insurance.
Like on cargo.
Shipments of stuff. Yeah. I told you I remembered him talking about insuring 37,000 sleeves shipped to Turkey. The memory in his daughter's heart, the commerce of sleeves to Turkey.
You remember that? All the stuff you talked about?
Of course I remember.
And I told this to Dave. I said it was totally innocent, and at the same time it was, God, one of the most intimate times I've ever had with any human being. Mm. It was suddenly being family.
Yeah, it was.
And he just said, I love you. That was the one time he ever said that. It felt kind of nice.
Anything else?
No, we're fine.
Yeah, and so he got sick, and I took care of him. And the last 5 months was very difficult. He didn't have insurance, and of course mine didn't cover, but I paid quite a lot. But the drugs didn't work. They don't always work, despite the miracle of modern advertising. And then he went into intensive care, and they wouldn't let me be with him. Hmm. Only his immediate family. I mean, come on, Jean. I washed him and nursed him and cleaned him, wiped him for months.
But what about his mom and dad? Wouldn't they help?
Oh, he would not allow me to ask them. He didn't want to be a burden to his family.
His family?
God, Jean. What does it take to be family?
The question is, to give all relationships the status of the family unit, will that undermine the strength of the family unit?
Where does the family derive its strength?
What the hell is the family unit?
What does it take to be family?
All those sleeves. I must have been about 5. And I imagined this huge, like, pirate ship with heaps and heaps of sleeves, all colors. And I thought, what do they do with it? Do they just wear sleeves in Turkey? Do they do something with them that's really strange? And I saw myself sailing along with the sleeves to Turkey, and we'd get there. I'd toss them out to all the people calling, "We need sleeves." And they'd have sleeves.
Yeah, I'm sorry to lay that on you. Sort of like the little mouse gifts my cat leaves on the step. Yeah, I've actually got tons of funny stories about the restaurant.
Gil, the gift is whatever's in your heart. It's the giving.
Can we stay in touch?
That's why God gave us email.
More coffee?
Want to split a piece of that cheesecake?
You were listening to Sleeves to Turkey. This is Hitchhiking Off the Map.